of Torah Way. We have the great honor and privilege of having Dan Erentroy with us this morning to give us a share. We'd like to ask him to come and address us on this special morning, on this special Erev Shabbat UK.
A very special Shabbos, where thousands of Yidden are somehow participating in Shmiras Shabbos. But I'd like to give just a message to all of us of what Shabbos is all about. In the davening on Shabbos morning, in the Tefillah of Shachris, we say the following: Ze Shevach Shel Yoyim Ashvi'i Sheboy Shovas Keil Mikol Malachtoi. If we want to find the praise of Shabbos, the Shvach of Shabbos, the Shvach of Shabbos is HaKadosh Baruch Hu stop working. Sheboy Shovas Keil Mikol Malachtoi. And I think by the Chassidim, or by the Sfardim, we say it's not Shevach, say Shir Shevach. If you want to give a song, and you want to not only give a praise, but a song of Haidoah to Shabbos, this is Shabbos Shovas Keil Mikol Malachta. If somebody asks a reference on Oiskunft about a Chosn, so the answer will be, I don't think he would cheat business. He wouldn't steal from anybody. Would you call this a shvach? A shvach needs something dover chiyuvi. It needs something positive. Something positive about the person. If you say something negative, maybe it's not a chson, but it's not a shvach. So if you say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the shvach of Shabbos is, he didn't work. So he didn't work. Where's the Dover Chiyuvi? Has Shabbos not got something which is a positive action or something positive which can give a Shvach? A Shvach you can't give on a Dover Shlili. Because he didn't work. So he didn't work. So there, this makes the Shvach of Shabbos. If he did something fantastic, then you can say he did this fantastic thing. This is the Shvach of Shabbos. But the whole Shvach of Shabbos is Shabbos Shovas Keil Mikol Malachtoi. For 6 days he worked, Shesh Yimei Bereishis, and on the seventh day he stopped. So there is a Shvach, because he stopped. I think there's something, a very powerful message in this. And I don't think we really realize what we're saying. Let me quote to you a Rashi in Chumash. There's a Rashi in Chumash where Rashi says, an interesting Rashi, and it's got a shaykhus to this. Binyamin was asked by the head or the chief officer, who was Yosef, was asked that the children, the Shiftei Koach, can't get any more Tvuah if they come to Mitzrayim unless they bring Binyamin. Yaakov Avinu, Binyamin was his youngest son. Yaakov Avinu was very reluctant to send Binyamin. He'd already lost Yosef, and he didn't want to. Not only that, he had an intuition that something was going to happen to him. Pen yikra'enu osayim. He said, I can't send him because an accident may happen to him. So he wouldn't have sent. But then they put pressure on him, and he came to Lavaisa, where they needed food. So in the end, under pressure, he gave in, and he said, fine, I'll send him. And they had conditions from Yehuda, who guaranteed him. But then Yaakov Avinu said to his children, V'keil Shakai, Yiten lochem rachmim lifnei ho'ish, V'shilach es achichem acher ve'es Binyamin. V'keil Shakai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm going to send Binyamin. But the Ribbono Shel should give, rachmim should give compassion by that person in Mitzrayim, V'shilach, and he should send back to you not only Binyamin, but he should send back Shimon as well, because Shimon was already imprisoned at that time. Now the word Keil Shakai is one of the Hanhogos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Every shame of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a hanhoga of Hashem. Yudkei Vodkei is Midas HaRachmim. Hashem, Hashem, Kei Rachum V'chanun. Elohim is a shofet, is Midas HaDin. Kei Shakai, Busev Sagni Aposuk, V'kei Shakai, should have said Hashem Yitim Lachem Rachmim. The Midas HaRachmim is Yudkei Vodkei, that's the hanhoga HaRachmim. So why did he say V'kei Shakai? Rashi, in his commentary, asked this question. So I'm not telling you Chidush. Zog Rashi, U med Roshoi. In the Bedrash Tanchuma says the answer. Yaakov Avinu said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mi she'oma lo elom oidai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he created the world, he created the world in 6 days. When it came to the end of the sixth day, he said to the world, Die, stop, sit up. And the Gemara in Chagiga says the following, most interesting, that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu put creation into motion, it was like shtei pakiyos shel meshi. It was like two bobbins of silk unreeling themselves. And once they start unreeling, they don't stop. So creation, Beria, would have continued till it got to its own ashlama. HaKadosh Baruch said, I don't want that. I don't want Beria to come to its own ashlama. Die. At the end of the sixth day, he had to put the word dying in order to stop Beria going on. In fact, Lo Osid Lovoi, a Chazal tell us that a person will plant a seed of flax. Will come out flax, come out a kapota, or you get a suit, or a coat. The Bria will come, or Laboshil, you'll sow a seed of Tvur. You won't get Tvur. You'll get a glusk, you'll get a fatig challah. Because Bria will come to its own ashlama. But HaKadosh Baruch didn't want that. HaKadosh Baruch at the end of the sixth day said, Die. Stop. That's enough. Bria, that's as far as Bria will go. So Yaakov Avinu said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mi she'oma lo elom oidai, you were the one who said die to the creation. Yoy me die le tzorosai, you better say die to my tzoros. Shelo shokadati min uroi. Since I was a young man, lo shokadati, I didn't rest, I only had tzoros. Tzoros loven, I had a tzoros loven, tzoros esov, tzoros rochel, tzoros dino, tzoros yosef, tzoros shimon, and now you're giving me ribbono shel tzoros binyamin. Mi she'oma lo elom oidai, hu yom oidai le tzoros. This is Rashi, and that's why I use the name Kei Shakai. He didn't use the name Yudkei Vovkei, Midas HaRachmim, but Kei Shakai Yitin Lachem Rachmim. Rashi is very nice, but Rashi is not just a fairy tale about the word die. And the emissary, what's one die to do with another die? The fact that the Ribbono Shel Olam said die at the time of creation, that Bria shouldn't continue, therefore he should say die to Tzoros, what's the Shaychus? Yaakov Avinu could have said, Ribbono Shel Olam, Yechashan Genuk, I've got enough tzoros, die. Oh, but don't compare it to the die of the Bria. Rashi seems to say there's a connection between the die which HaKadosh Baruch Hu said on Yom Shishi before Shabbos and the die of his tzoros. And I would like to explain this to you. Bria is nature. Nature. If you look at nature, you do not see anything divine. You can't see the Ribbono Shel Olam. See a tree growing. See the Ribbono Shel Olam. See grass growing. Everything in the Bria. Everything in nature. Can you see the Ribbono Shel Olam? Nature itself conceals HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because things are happening and you can't see the Yad Hashem in it. Or what Emes is, without the Ribbono Shel Olam, there'd be no nature either. Nature, the Metzias, the existence of nature, is the Ribbono Shel Olam. Oh, well, we can't see it. We see nature. And the more nature HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates, the more Bria, every day of the Shesh Yemei Bereshis, the Bria went on and on and on. The concealment, the Hastara of HaKadosh Baruch Hu became deeper and deeper. Now the question is, what does the Ribbono Shel Olam want to create a world where you can't see him? Ribbono Shel Olam is creating a world where he's doing something, where he's hiding himself, that we can't see him at all. And the more nature we have, today you go in the world, do you see the Ribbono Shel Olam? Is that Gonish to Ribbono Shel Olam? You need that yid to be a mamin, that it is so. Or but you go out in the street today, you don't see anything divine. Nothing at all. Why did the Ribbono Shel Olam create a world where he is Masti Kavodai? And the answer is very simple. Because that is our challenge, and that is the avoid of a person. The avoid of a person is Legaloi Sesanista, to be able to reveal that which is hidden. That's our avoid. If you can reveal and see the Yad Hashem in something which is hidden, that's your avoider. That's the avoider for Yid. Legalois kvoider yizborach boiler. So the Ribbono Shel Olam gave us a world which is full of Hastorah in order to give us this challenge that we're going to be Megala kvoider yizborach. But there is a risk in it. Because if the Hastorah, if the concealment goes over the balance, then we've lost the opportunity of being able to be Megala Kvod Yizborach. If the Hastorah is too deep, then we've lost that Efsherut, that possibility of being Megala Kvod. Then there's no Tachlis to the Bria. So what's the Tachlis? We'll have a world where you can't see the Ribbono, you can't find him, and there's no way of being Megala. So our avoider is no avoider. So the Ribbono Shel Olam had to have an exact balance. It's a balance of concealment, but still with the possibility of being able to be Megala Kvod Yizborach. Can't go further. Mi sha'omer la'olam oydai, that was the middle of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is magbil. HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes the concealment and makes a limit. There's a limit how far concealment can go. It can go 6 days. But more than 6 days it can't go. Because if Bria went more than 6 days, the Hastorah would become so deep that we wouldn't be able to be Megala Kvod Yizborach, there'd be no Tachlis in the Bria. If we want the Tachlis in the Bria, our challenge must still be there. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, die. And the middle of Misha Omer Le'olam Odai, or Shakai, the middle of Shakai is HaKadosh Baruch Hu limits Hastorah. He doesn't let Hastorah go over the breck, over the point. Because if it goes over, we've lost our gilu. So Yaakov Avinu said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, very simple. Your middah is, Mi sha'omer la'olam oydai. You, Ribbono Shel Olam, you limit Hastorah. There's something else in the world which causes Hastorah. Not only nature. You know what causes Hastorah? Tzoras. Fayid as a tzora. He asks, why should this happen to me? Why should this happen to my family? Why should this happen to Klal Yisrael? When you have a tzora, you don't see clearly the Ribbono Shel Olam. There's Hastor. And if a tzora is on top of another tzora, then the Hastor becomes deeper. Yaakov Avinu said, all my life I've had tzoras. Love on Esav, Rachel, Dina, the whole lot. And now you're giving me Binyamin. It's going over the limit. And if it goes over the limit, you, Ribbono Shel Olam, your middah is no over limits. There's a limit how far Hastorah can go. So he said, Mi sha'omer la'olam oydai. I, whose middah is that not to go over the limit of Hastorah, leave always that opportunity of being able to see the Yad Hashem. Your midah should be that you give me no more tzoras. Binyamin is shown over the bounds. And that's why the two are connected. It's not just die. The inyan of Misha Omer Loi Lomoi Dai is the same inyan of Dai L'Tzoroshai. So therefore we have two things in the Bria which cause concealment of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Concealment is you can't see him. In a Tzorah you can't see the Ribbon Shem. You ask him, where is he? If there's nature, you also can't see it. But the Yid with their Munah behind him, he'll realize that even nature, in Hashem lo yibnebai, is shavam luboy nebai. There's nothing we can achieve. The tree can't grow without the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's if you have the Emunah, because we still have that opportunity of being megalah kvod Yisbach. And the same is with tzoras. A yid can open tzoras, or he can be mekabelit ba'ava, because he knows that this is the Ratzon Hashem. But that's only if the tzoras, there's a limit to it. If it goes over the limit, then you've lost the opportunity. So Yaakov Avinu said, if I've lost the opportunity, so what's the tachlis of my life? The tachlis of my life is the galois. And that's why he compared the two. So we've got two things, nature and source. And I'm going to tell you a third thing. There's a third thing in life, which is masti kvoidi yizbarach. And that is a Rashi in Chumash, which most probably you've all learnt, and you've forgotten about it. I'll tell you where. Yaakov Avinu, when he left home, he had a problem with his brother Esav, so Yitzchak decided to give him a brocha. A brocha, besides the brocha which he took from Esav. So he took him aside, and Yitzchak said to him, "Bekeil Shakai, Yevorecha Yitzchak, Ve'yavrecha, Ve'yabecha," we say it Moitzi Shabbos. "Bekeil Shakai, Yevorecha Yitzchak should bless you, Ve'yavrecha, make you fruitful, Ve'yabecha, and should become many." Zok to Sipuna, what's for Abrocha does? Yevorecha Yitzchak b'momem, you should have plenty of money, you shouldn't lack Olam Hazeh, you need it for Olam Haba, for Torah you need Olam Hazeh, I'll give you a bracha of Olam Hazeh. Ve'yavrecha b'bonim, you shall have plenty of children. Ve'yabecha b'maylo, you should be able to have hashpah, to have impact on other people as well. Now here we're not talking about Olam Haba, we're talking about Olam Hazeh. So why did he say to him, "V'kei shakai"? Who said v'kei shakai? Hashem, midas rachmim should give you all these brachos. Habakazain in Rashi. Rashi, so Rashi has said, "Mi shadai bebir koisov lemizbochin mipiv." I want you to get a bracha from a person who has this dai in his brachos. If you get a bracha from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And I see here in the Sifzei Chachamim said, why did Rashi start making Mishadai B'Chayzer? Because the word Dai comes from Misha Omer Loi Lomoi Dai, so it must have a Shaychus to this Dai here. And I'm going to tell you what the Shaychus is. There's a third thing in life which hides the Yad Hashem. And you know what that is? Birchus Olam Hazeh. Material blessings of this world can hide Yad Hashem. You know, somebody can be very successful in property, somebody can be very successful in nursing homes, somebody else can be very successful in producing something, and you know what he thinks? Comes home at night time, he thinks, "Kochi, v'oitzim yodi osali esach hayl hazeh." There's no Ribbono Shel Olam here. It's my ingenuity, my chachma, my understanding of business. You know, there's a famous targum on this pasuk where the pasuk says it's not koychi v'oitzim yodi osali esach hayl hazeh, ki hu anosin chokoyach. It's the Ribbono Shel Olam, zok the targum. ki hu hanoisen cho eitzo le mikne nichso. You know, a man sits in his office and he's offered a block of flats. It's quite good to material. And he thinks it over and he makes a decision. In my humble opinion, he says, this is a good thing to buy, and he buys it, and he makes a big revach. Makes a big revach. So he thinks, Oh, Shunyot's great. Koche b'yotzim yodi. So to Targum, ki hu anoysen acho eitzon. That eitzon which you had to buy it, that was the Rebbeinu's loan. You didn't realize. It wasn't you. There's nothing which you do. So, Birchus Olam Hazeh can hide the Yad Hashem. There's Hastorah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's not there. You're there. But where's the Ribono Shel Olam? Yitzchak wanted to give a brocha to Yaakov Avinu. He wanted to give him a brocha. And that brocha he wanted to give, I want to give him Olam Hazeh. But I don't want an Olam Hazeh which is going to hide the Ribono Shel Olam. So it's got to be Olam Hazeh with a limit. With a limit. It's got to be with a limit, because if it goes over the limit, you've lost the whole thing, because you haven't found the Ribono Shel Olam. You've hidden him. You've hidden him even deeper. So Yitzchak said to him, Misho Omer Loi Lo Moedai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is Magbil Hastorah, he should give you Birchus Olam Hazeh. But the Birchus Olam Hazeh should be Mishadai BeBirchosof. That the bracha should always be with a limit, that in the bracha you can always see the Ribono Shel Olam. If you're going to have Olam Hazeh where you can't see the Ribono Shel Olam anymore, so nishkan bracha. That's not the bracha I'm giving you. I must tell you about Chamor Gehert from Dine Swift, Zeche Tzadik Livroch. Dine Swift once said, when you go into a house, you bought yourself a new house, mansion, beautiful house. So the first thing you do is a mezuzah on the front door, on the right hand side. You got it. What's a mezuzah? Can you see anything? No. It's all hidden. Shema Avraham, Shmoya, everything hidden. There's one thing which is very clear. Sheen, Dalet, Yud. Who's that person? Who's that person? Why suddenly the sheen? Because the Sheen, Dalet, Yud tells you there's a limit in the Olam Hazeh. Don't overdo it. You've got a beautiful house. You don't need a swimming pool. You don't need a tennis court. You've got enough. There's limits how far, because if you go over the limit, then you've lost the Ribono Shel Olam. Misha Omer Loi Lo Moedai, Hu Yomedai LeBirchosof. These are the three things where you need die, where you need a limit. Now I'm going to just tell you that in the davening, when we daven, we say, Yosef Vaseisa Elyoin, Vatseil Shaka Yisloinon. This is it. Yosef Vaseisa. The Ribono Shel Olam is hidden. He's not there. You can't see him. You can't divinely, you can't see anything divine in the creation. Of a Vatseil Shaka Yisloinon. He rests with the middah of Tseil Shakai. That means that there is a limit how far I can go. It's not over the balance. You can still find him if you want to. You know, we say in the Roshoi Yoshev, say sir, halom, but say sir, but say shakai. Same idea. Let me tell you what you say in Oleinu L'Shaveach. And then we'll come to the answer. L'sakein oilom b'malchus shakai. What are you saying? L'sakein oilom b'malchus Hashem shakai. Oilam, that means the world of nature, our world, the tikkun of this world, can only be Sakin Oilam, Keil Shakai, can only be with that middah of Hagbola in, and that is the Yasod of our Voidah. The Yasod of our Voidah is, and that's why we were given Shabbos. And now I'm going to tell you, Zeh Shevach Shel Yom HaShvi'i, the greatest praise of Shabbos. And I say this to all of you. The greatest praise of Shabbos is that Shabbos is a day when Hastorah stopped. That means HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Shabbos, this is going to be a day, an opportunity. If you want to find me, you can find me. There's no Hastorah. I don't know, I daven Sfardim in our Beis HaMedrash. In Shabbos you say, Kada'ayil Shabbos. When Shabbos enters, it says, His poshus misitra acho. There's nobody who can push you away. There's nobody who can turn you away from it. Because it's clear, if you want to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'lesh shul toda acho v'chulun olmim. There's no other help. There's no shulton acho means any other thing which tells you, I'm the power. There's no other power. The only power is the Rebbeisha. The greatest shvach of Shabbos. It's not something negative. Something positive. That we have His galus Hashem. His galus Hashem. And I think this, Shabbos, when one sees thousands of yidden. I heard last night, there may be 3,000 plus people making challahs. What are you making challah for? For Shabbos. So Shabbos, they identify themselves with Shabbos. Hayid who identifies himself with Shabbos is the Shabbos. He's got already that gilut. So let's only be mispowered that in Birkas Hashem we should be zoicha together with Klal Yisrael. Legalos koidi is borach. Be the real time of Moshiach Tzidkeinu b'meir b'yomenu. Amen.